friend of mine lost his leg during a rescue attempt on the battlefield. He saved lives. One evening over a cigar, I told him, "Hey, pal, I'm really sorry you lost a limb. The transition must have been tough." He fired back at me, "You know, some days are better than others, but this is my mark. This is my mark of courage and honor. I lost a leg so two of my comrades could keep their lives." I tell you, I was silenced. I think about Danny now and then. I thought about the marks that we have that makes us who we are. I have a few marks. I figured they were bad at the time, but now I understand their beauty. They serve me, even today. My past failed marriage, I tell you what, that left me limping away, but I eventually picked myself up and learned the tough lesson that I needed about love. I'm better today because of that scar. It's a beauty mark. I lost a half dozen very close folks in my life, my best friends, my parents. I miss them like crazy. Maybe you can relate. You know, from each of those losses, I kicked and I screamed and I wept. I tried making sense of it, but there was no sense found. With each loss, I came closer to God, learning to rest in that place of not having to know or understand. It was a painful lesson getting there, but I have the marks to show it, beauty marks. I felt like a failure when my business died. I tell you, I tied my sense of worth into making it work, and it did for a while. I tell you what, that was a hard pill for me to swallow. I learned to put it in its place, though, detaching it from my self-worth. I simply grew a pair and learned how to do it right the next time. That's my beauty mark. I am one marked up son of a gun, and it's a good thing. It's a beautiful thing. Those marks serve me. What's your mark? What scar do you carry from your past? What scar are you forming right now as I write this? I want you to flip your thinking and remember something. Those frail and fragile folks out there, I tell you what, they've kept themselves in a cocoon and avoided risks. They are unscathed by life. But let me tell you, the very purpose of life is to somewhat scathe you and me. That's how we excel. You've become seasoned, tougher, and quite attractive by your beauty marks. I want you to display them with honor and accomplishment. I feel certain God has created everything, even those tools that create your scars. Don't hold those scars with shame and regret. Mm-mm, do not. They serve you, even now. So stand strong in them. And thank your loving Father that you're here to tell your grand story because you weathered the storms. And those are stories from which many others can gain. Hey, this is Rob, and this is Love and Encouragement from my family to yours.